This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Purim, as much as it's a time when people go into gilufin, and there's a certain element of letting go emotionally, but the ma'amakim of understanding and knowing, Purim is a very, very deep day, and it's a time when a person can be, in terms of understanding, there's also adlayada. There's also things that a person can be oimid on, that go past Seichel and past Das, and giving ourselves a chance to think into things that bemis go past what we normally understand, is part of the Oimek of the day. And for somebody who's a Baal Nefesh, it's something that a person should use the time. Chaval, there's time for this. And usually Purim night, we dedicate to being a little bit in an oifin where we go at the layada in mitzad oimekinyan. The Rambam says that all the Megillas, all the Neviim and Ksuvim are seemingly vatel, except for the Megillah, brings Psukim, so Yerushalmi. Rabbit argues. If you can't sit still, please leave, okay? All the Neviim and Ksuvim will become bottle, and only Megillas Esther, Torah Megillas Esther will stay. Tzadava Matmiya, Shalmi says it. The Medrash in Mishle says that all the Ma'adim are seedly bottle, and Purim is not a seedly bottle. It's a dove that really boggles the mind. Understanding the nitzchis of Torah, and how it fits exactly, makom for a lot of different esberim understandings. But if we're to say what we can understand here, is that the nitzchis of Torah is condensed, is expressed dafke in Purim mitzatushas azmanim, and dafke in Megillas Esther mitzat ksuvim. So that means, if we're to look for the dimension of nitzchis in Torah, we find it in Purim dafke, and in Sifrei Kodesh in Megillah dafke. And it's just something that's matmiya. What's the yichud of this day and this sefer, that of all the things in Torah that reflect most the divine imprint, nitzchias, the Netzach Yisrael, is dafkin these two sefer? How do we understand it? All of the zmanim, all the ontevim, were kosher to the Beis HaMikdash. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, the Yontev is first and foremost. It's the Yiroa called Zechurcha and Shach Beis HaMikdash. Chanukah happened in the framework of the Beis HaMikdash. Purim is the only Yontev that we have, the only Moed, that was when there was beheaded, not a Beis HaMikdash. And to say that that Moed is the Ikka is even harder to understand. Be'etzem mitzad, the nature of Ma'adim, they should be kosher to Beis HaMikdash. More than that, if you misamik a little bit in the Inyanim of Purim, it has a very strange makom vis-a-vis the Beis Hamikdash. Koresh, Melech of Paras, gave an order to start rebuilding Beis Hamikdash. B'nei Haman wrote a Ksav Sitna. In the Ksuv, it says there was a Ksav Sitna written. There was a Kitrug against it. Somebody riled up the king against it. Chazal says B'nei Haman. They riled up the king against it. And they stopped building it. Afterwards, Daryovish, who was a son of Esther and Ahasuerus, rebuilt it. When Esther came to Ahasuerus, he said, "At Chatzia Malchus v'Seos, everything except for Binyan Beis Hamikdash, that not." So Purim is like a fulcrum between the building and the not building and the building. That stands exactly in between those two spaces. The Hava Mina to build, the Bittul, and then with the Netzachon, at some point comes the rebuilding again. So somehow it's kosher to the Binyan Bayis Sheni. This is actually the Sheresh of the beginning of Bayis Sheni. So what is the inyan of the moed that's kosher to the building of Bayis Sheni again? There's the Toisus on the Bishop's Kenim on Toisus on the Bala Toisvis on Chumash talks about in Chukas Oil Seichem in Shmois about Korban Pesach. And he asks, doesn't it say that the asidim, all the ma'adim asidli botel? So how can it be called chukas olam? So he says he's mechalik between, he says, Moshiach ben Yosef, there still will be everything. Moshiach ben David, when there'll be Tchias HaMesim, that's when everything will be bottled except for Pur. So the Nekuda, that the place that Purim occupies, is Dafka with Tchias HaMesim. In Tchias HaMesim is when there'll be that Shinui. So the Asidinli bottle, he says, is not the Asidin Stam of Zman Mashiach, but Miuch Tchias HaMesim. There's a Karakemach that says something very similar. He says that Purim, the Zman of Simcha and Purim is Shaykh b'miyuchid to the Zman of Tchias HaMesim. That's the parallel. Other than that, this is a Zman Simcha, this is Zman Simcha, this is a big Simcha, Simcha Soilom here, Simcha Soilom there. What exactly is it? So let's understand here the Nekuda. This is very deep inyan, be'etzim. Be'etzim, it's a very deep inyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nitzchias. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Ritzoni Yisbarach. Ritzoni Yisbarach, that there be a world, and if it is Ratzon, that there be a Bria, we would expect it that it be as nitzchias as Rotz Hashem is. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Goyza, Kadosh Baruch Hu makes, he's nitzchias. So why wouldn't what a Kadosh Baruch Hu creates in the world be nitzchias? The answer is that the world carries chisorim. The world is only a Bria. It's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So mitzad, it's being a Bria, it's oimed for Churban. That's mitzad, the fact that the world is a Nivra, and it's oimed mitzad chisaron, and it b'meila must fall apart. Everything in this world, bal korcha techai, bal korcha temeis. So where is there a kiyum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nitzchis nebriya? B'chol zois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bria, and ritzoinai is nitzchis. So the answer is that even though the bria mitzad atzma is limited, but since it's a sign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it comes back to life again. And that's where its nitzchis lies. The world is a makom that's bar shvira and bar churban. It can break and it can become charev. And that's why it's a bria. And if it can, it will. Just a question when the chet will come, when the churban will come. But because it's ritzoni yisparach, it's coming back again, it's being resurrected again, is the nitzchis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a dove neirad me'oid. Mitzad, the bria, it's oimet for churban. Mitzad, the nitzchis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his rotzen for a bria, it's oimet for tkuma, for coming back again. The world of Tchias HaMeisim, it's not just another schar. We're looking for all sorts of good schar to give. So there's such a Gan Eden, such a Gan Eden, such a Gan Eden, and Tchias HaMeisim. It's l'ein erech much deeper. Tchias HaMeisim is the facet of the Bria that reflects the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rotzes Nitzchi is Dafka in the coming back again, because that's the only eternity that Shayach for the world. Beis HaMikdash is a Mokom HaShoras HaShechina, but Poi Eishev Kivisiha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this Mokom. But like everything else, everything in this world is oymet for churban. And b'meil it's oymet for churban. But when the Beis HaMikdash gets rebuilt, that's the side of tkuma, the side of Tchias HaMeisim. When that side becomes nizgal in the bria, then we understand that everything in the bria is nitzchi, if not in its first form, but in its form of tchia. And even if the Beis HaMikdash gets charev a second time, but once we know and understand the soid of coming back again, of Yichayenu Miyomayim, that there's a third time of tchia, then we understand that happens. Chazal darshan the all yom hashlishis, shloisha yomim is shayach to tchias hameisim. Esther's shloisha yomim is also shayach to that. The Beis HaMikdash was charev, and the full brunt of Amalek's, the full brunt of Haman, much deeper than destroying Klal Yisrael, is destroying the rebirth of Klal Yisrael. He understood that in the Netzach Yisrael Yishake, Klal Yisrael could persist. The place where he has to break through is cut the possibility of it coming again. And that's why as soon as there was this Iris, to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, the sitna of Bnei Haman was dafka to stop the building, because that's exactly where it's going to. That's exactly where the Netzach of Yisrael is going to be broken. the cola, everything's exceedingly bottle, because everything in the Bria is exceedingly bottle. The place in the Bria that the ain exceedingly bottle is chal is dafka in Purim. The makom where rebuilding started again, at the nekud of rebuilding, that's where the nitzchus hakayis is chal. So, however, we understand it in the pshutos al davar, but the nekuda that Chazal are telling us is the loy bottle is nitfas dafka in the Megillah and in the Moed of Purim. I saw Remez, Chassidus Sefer, it's an incredible Remez. He says, V'nemon ato lahachis mesim. The Rosh Tevis of that is the Rosh Tevis is the same Rosh Tevis as Umishloyach Monis Ish L'Re'ehu. And the Seif Tevis is Matana. Shalach Monis and Matanas of Yenim are Merumes V'nemon ato lahachis mesim. Bedafka, in that oifin, is where that's where it's chal. The v'nemon ato lahachis mesim is where the mitzvahs Purim are gnuzim. It's an incredible nekuda. We try hard, and we try to do what's right. And it goes somewhat. And then it falters. So we try a second time. Goes also. But to us, a second time doesn't have the luster of a first time. We know we were defeated. And if a second time winds down, then we don't basically try a third time. There's no point to it. We kind of lose hope, we become cynical. We lose hope. And we don't push, because what's the point of it? Doing it a fourth time or a fifth time is bechlal not shayach to us. Why? That's the teva. And it would be true if that's the way we understood things. So when you take something and you patch it up, you fix a car the first time, the second time, third time, at some point you say to yourself, it's too many patches, not worth it. That's all true when the entire metzias is locked into a goof, and the question is how many patches could it survive with, and that's it. But this is very different. The ability to be choyze v'niyah, the ability for a person to pick himself up and to restart and to do, is not because himself, but because Netzach Yisrael Yishaker, the nekud of Nitzchias in the person allows for the person to rebuild himself. No matter how far he's gone, he can rebuild himself with that nekuda. If a person has fallen and picked himself up and restarted again, and it went, he knows that he can restart. And restarting is nitzchias. If perfection was the only measure of success, then as soon as we faltered the first time, and as soon as we collapsed, whatever would happen, may have to be second rate. And that's why the Mo'adim, the Kshurim with the Bayis Rishon, they fade. There's one day and one time and one sefer that's the sefer of those who came back a second time. And if they came back a second time, that means it'll never become bottle, because falling is also not going to destroy it. You can come back. The Yom of Purim is the Zman for all the things in the Bria and all the people that no matter how many times they falter, they come back again. And that's what the Sefer of Megillah is. In the the tkufa of Tchias HaMeisim, this is the yontiv, and this is the sefer. It's an extraordinary moment, an extraordinary zman, and we should be able to get that hakara. That hakara will melav us, because nobody and nothing remains constantly good. Everything and everybody has an akuda of nitzchias, which means that I can pick myself up, restart again. And that yontiv, that is iris, is never ever but.